Chapter 6 Grandfather's Visitor. Jenny went back to the cottage and told her grandfather about the sign on the beach.
"Don't worry," he said kindly. "I'm sure Alex will come and see you."
"And I'm sure he won't," Jenny thought. Jenny looked at her grandfather's tired face.
"You look tired. I'll cook dinner this evening, Grandfather," she said. "Go and have a rest."
"Thank you, dear,"
her grandfather answered.
"There's some chicken in the fridge and plenty of vegetables in the garden."
Jenny went into the garden and picked the vegetables. Before she went back into the house, she looked at the sea. There were low clouds over the shipwreck, and it looked strange in the grey evening light. Suddenly, Jenny remembered something. "Grandfather's visitor is a journalist," she thought. "I can tell him about Helen and Guy and the uranium. Journalists are always looking for an interesting story. He'll help me." Jenny felt much happier. She enjoyed cooking the dinner so much that, for a short time, she forgot about Guy and Helen.
"This is fun," she thought.
Just before 8 o'clock, there was a loud knock at the kitchen door. Jenny went and opened it and stared in surprise. In front of her stood a man with short brown hair and a beard. It was Guy. He smiled at her.
"Hi," he said. "My name's Guy, Guy Thompson. I'm staying here tonight. You're Jenny, aren't you? I met your grandfather on the beach this morning."
Jenny opened her mouth to speak, but she didn't say anything. She stood there, staring. Just then, her grandfather came into the kitchen.
"Come in, Guy, come in," he said. "Welcome to Seal Cottage. You're the first journalist to stay here."
"He's not a journalist," Jenny wanted to tell him.
Guy sat down at the kitchen table, and Jenny brought him a glass of beer.
"Which newspaper do you work for?" she asked Guy.
"The Northern News," he told her.
"I don't remember that newspaper," Mr. MacDonald said.
"Do you know it, Jenny?"
"No, I don't,"
Jenny answered in an unfriendly voice. For a moment, Guy looked very worried. Then he said quickly,
"It's new. I only started working for the newspaper in June."
"He's going to steal uranium from that ship tonight," Jenny thought, "and I don't know how to stop him."
"I'm sure I saw you at Kilkirk Museum today," Jenny said suddenly. "You were in the garden, talking to a woman. You seemed to be good friends."
"Jenny, don't be impolite," Mr. MacDonald said. "It's got nothing to do with you."
Guy didn't answer. He went to the window and stared at the shipwreck. Mr. MacDonald was very embarrassed.
"Why don't we eat in the garden?" he said. "I think it's still warm enough."
"What a good idea," Guy said.
"Take the drinks and the salad,"
Mr. MacDonald told Guy and Jenny.
"I'll bring the chicken in a few minutes, when the vegetables are ready. You can ask Guy more questions about his job, Jenny, while you're waiting."
But Jenny sat in the garden in silence. At last, Guy spoke.
"So, Jenny, what do you want to know about my job?" he asked.
"Nothing. It's not important,"
Jenny answered.
"Okay,"
Guy said. He was silent for a few seconds.
"Did you enjoy your visit to the museum?"
he finally asked.
"Yes, thank you,"
Jenny answered.
"I learned a lot. Did you?"
Guy stared at Jenny for a moment.
"I worked with that woman, Jenny,"
he said.
"We had a very important meeting."
"Where does she work?"
Jenny asked. Guy stood up suddenly as Mr. MacDonald came out of the cottage carrying a big dish.
"There's your grandfather," he said. "I'll go and help him."
Guy took the heavy dish from Mr. MacDonald and walked to the table with it.
"I hope Guy's telling you about his exciting job,"
Mr. MacDonald said.
"No," Not yet, Jenny answered. They all sat down and started to eat. The sun was warm and the food was good. But Jenny didn't enjoy her meal. She ate very little because she was too worried. Guy was very friendly, and Jenny's grandfather laughed a lot. As they ate, Guy asked him a lot of questions about the island.
I want to know everything about Kirk Island, he explained. It's such a beautiful place.
Guy looked at the shipwreck.
Tell me more about Shark Rock, Mr. MacDonald, he said.
Don't tell him. Grandfather, don't help him. He's going there after dark, Jenny wanted to shout.
As you can see, the rock is similar to the back of a shark, her grandfather explained. But it's more dangerous than that. There are a lot of smaller rocks just under the water. People here on the island call them the shark's teeth, and we know where they are. We don't usually get big ships near Kirk Island. That ship got lost in the storm.
Guy and Mr. MacDonald talked for a long time. The sun started to set, and Shark Rock looked frightening under the black clouds. At last, Guy looked at his watch and got up.
Thank you, Mr. MacDonald, he said. That was a delicious meal. You must thank Jenny, Mr. MacDonald laughed. She did all the cooking this evening. Can't you stay longer, Guy? I'm sure Jenny wants to talk to you about your job.
Jenny's grandfather looked at her, but she didn't speak.
I'm sorry, Guy said. I have to go now. I'll be back at about 11 o'clock. Don't get up. I'll go around the side of the cottage. My car's parked there.
You won't come back, Jenny thought.
Perhaps we'll talk again in the morning, Mr. MacDonald said. Good night, Guy. Enjoy your evening. Good night, Mr. MacDonald, Guy said. Good night, Jenny.
Good night, Jenny said quietly. There was a silence until they heard Guy start the engine of his car.
You didn't like Guy, did you?
Mr. MacDonald asked.
You didn't talk to him very much. In fact, Jenny, you weren't very polite.
I'm sorry, Grandfather, Jenny said, but he asked too many questions.
That's what journalists do, Mr. MacDonald laughed.
Jenny stood up.
Excuse me, Grandfather, she said. I'll be back in a minute.
Jenny ran upstairs and watched Guy's car from one of the bedroom windows. At first, he drove towards Kilkirk. Then, after about half a kilometer, he left the road and stopped his car under some trees. He'll wait there until it's completely dark, Jenny thought. And then Jenny went back to the garden and sat with her grandfather until it was too dark to see very well. At about 10 o'clock, they went inside. The next hour was the longest hour of Jenny's life. She helped her grandfather wash the dishes. Afterwards, she went to her bedroom and stared at the sea, looking for the lights of Helen's boat. Then she sat in the kitchen with her grandfather. She looked at her watch all the time.
I'm sorry it's so boring for you, dear,
Mr. MacDonald said.
I'm okay, Grandfather, Jenny said. Don't worry about me. Is anything wrong?
Her grandfather asked. Suddenly, Jenny wanted to tell him everything. Grandfather won't laugh at me like Alex did, she thought. He'll know what to do.
Grandfather, Jenny said, when I went to the cafe at the museum...
As Jenny spoke, the door opened and Alex walked into the kitchen.